This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macro and myself, Tass. And our next guest is Karen Bryant, the Chief Executive of Midsummer. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning and happy Midsummer.
Happy Midsummer to you. So great to hear your voice. We've been trying to get you on for a few weeks now.
Oh, have you? Yeah. I've probably been dashing about here and there and putting on a festival.
Never mind, yeah. I mean, I know you've been working hard because the festival, I've got to say, is fantastic.
Mm. Thank you for saying that.
I've been to a couple of shows myself so far, and I'm really looking forward to tonight at the My Music Bowl. But the couple of things that I've seen, I've got to say, were just absolutely class A acts.
It's been fabulous, hasn't it? And what a way to sort of reopen everything, with our artists having to have, been paralysed, really, as we all have been for so long.
Yeah, I have to say to you, congratulations on curating an amazing festival. It's got so much good, varied, diverse product and talent in it. That I've got to say, I could probably spend more time searching through the catalogue trying to work out where to go. So I'm going to ask
you... That's exactly what you want out of a festival.
Well, no, I'm going to ask you for your top tips. Yeah. Give us your top tips.
Oh,
are you allowed to do that?
Well, the problem is my top tips change all the time because, things are on and then finishing and, whatever happens to be closest in your mind at the moment. There's some wonderful things still happening. We've got beautiful Sunday sessions free music just tomorrow. What a wonderful way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah.
So, and that's at the Malt House, 3 and 5 tomorrow. So that's something I would say get along to. It's free, but people do need to register online, being COVID safe. Got a jazz is at Chapel of Chapel tomorrow as well. And again, that's a really lovely sort of Sunday thing to do, an afternoon and an evening show. We're collaborating with Yurrumboy next week with Miss First Nation, which has got 2 heats in the grand final. So there's so much drawn and there's wonderful visual art, just the most amazing exhibitions, particularly, I guess, reflecting what people have been through in the last year and coming out and celebrating. So there's just so much for people to still do.
Look, I just think congratulations. I don't know how more I can say that. It's just it's just a fantastic festival. I saw Moist last week at the Seafarers Mission, and what a fabulous venue and a fairly provocative show. I mean, it was in many ways it was fairly confronting, but really entertaining. And I've got to say, I felt very awkward at times in the show, but it really made you think, and it made you think about who we are as a people and what matters to us. And on top of that, I got wet because they kept on spraying water all over us. I reckon that's worth seeing. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. And look, festivals are that time when, artists can do things that are a bit more provocative, and they're designed to be, come and experiment and see something a bit different and really immerse yourself, ideally in multiple things. And it is about getting people thinking and getting people back together again, of course.
Now, Karen, I was very fortunate to be able to secure 2 tickets for tonight's Music My Bowl event. And we were plugging it earlier on, but one of our listeners called in and said that it's apparently sold out for tonight. Is that correct?
But there is a live stream.
You can watch it online.
There is a live stream. So tonight we are live streaming it. People just go to our website and it's got all the details. And, you know, obviously it's much better to be there live if you can be. And if there's any listeners who have got tickets who for some reason can't, don't just leave them unused. Give them to a friend because there are lots of people wanting tickets for tonight. And there is something really special about being in that venue live.
Karen, I'm not giving away my tickets, not for anything. I've got to say to you,
good.
I've been trying to secure tickets for tonight's show for a while. And when it must have been on Thursday, there was an additional special one-off release that was made. And I saw this email flash on the corner of my screen. I've already told this story and Macca told me off for this. But I happened to be in the middle of a Zoom meeting, but I saw the flash email. I thought, I've got to do this. And I got them. I got two tickets. I'm really excited about it. Now, how are you making this work? How are you funding this?
Look, we did get some additional support for that event. Also, I think the state government put some support behind the venue itself because obviously the Maya Music Bowl is not as the Maya Music Bowl normally is. It does have all the COVID-safe structures in place. And so that was set up, you know, way back in summer to start getting a venue that people could get back out to back when, you know, you really could only do things outdoors and in small numbers. And, you know, it really is probably one of the, well, it was the largest venue we could secure. You know, anywhere else, we would have been really limited in numbers. And we wanted a venue that, you know, could fit at least 3,000 people in a COVID-safe way. But we also did secure some wonderful support from the City of Melbourne as well. And, you know, that's really enabled us to get up what would normally be outside of, you know, our resources, really. But it's something I've been dreaming about for ages. Even pre-COVID, I've dreamt about getting something on at the Sydney Maya Music Bowl. So we're really excited.
Well done, Karen. Well done. Well, I'm really looking forward to tonight. I've seen the lineup and it looks fantastic. And of course, Mamma Elto
really
is one of my stars. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them again. What else can you recommend? We've got some listeners here who are interested in your top tips.
Yeah, well, I think I've sort of mentioned a few of the ones that are really coming up just in the next few days. I really would push Sunday sessions as a... Like, I always think Sundays...
The problem with tomorrow is you may not know this, but a portion of Melbourne's community will not be able to attend anything because it's Greek Easter.
Yes, of course, of course. And, look, we have multiple communities who, we are working towards and... we're trying to make the most of the days that we've got because this is mid-autumn. It's summer in mid-autumn. So things are a little bit unusual for us this year in a whole range of ways. Certainly I would be encouraging people to be looking at this First Nations. And, of course, we've also got Pride March at the end of May as well,
which
people won't forget because that's really significant this year. And I think it's really significant on two fronts. Because of everything we've just been through, but also the year is the 40th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality in Victoria. So, and that will be both, Pride March will be both live. And
well, it's
the
actually also
event.
The 40th year of HIV, if you think about it.
Yeah. So, look, there's a whole range of reasons why I think this year everything we do is more meaningful than perhaps it's been in the past, but
and I
things
suspect,
like Pride March will shine in that way.
I suspect that the Pride Centre will actually be open. There might be people who are on the balcony for the first time looking at Pride March.
We certainly hope so.
Oh, you're going to be there too, aren't you?
I will be, on the day, I will actually be running around making all the things.
I know, of course you will be, of course you will. But I mean, you will be at the Pride. You're moving to the Pride Centre as well, aren't you?
No, we're not. We'll obviously work with the Pride Centre a lot.
Yeah.
Our funding levels mean that we can't really pay rent anywhere. So we're really lucky. We get, at the moment, pretty much a very, very typical rent where we are. And that allows us to put all our resources into our events.
Of course. I wasn't aware of that bit of detail. I apologise. But nevertheless, I'm looking very, very forward to... tonight's performance and looking very forward to being part of Pride March. Pride March has been one of those events that I haven't missed a single Pride March since they first commenced 27 years ago.
Yeah, that'll be about right. And look, I'm really glad you're going to be there tonight make lots of noise and have a fabulous evening.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.